welcome to the Jay and Jack Show, featuring Jay, Jack, and friends. This podcast features just about anything you could possibly think about.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. It's the Jay and Jack Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Jay and Jack Show. What is up with you over there?
The song just puts me to sleep.
That was snoring?
Yeah, snoring.
It sounded like polar bear. Wanting some food or something like that.
I want something other than this song.
You look a little tired, Jack.
I'm a little worn out.
Why are you worn out? Is it because we were up till 3 playing poker last night?
I had no sleep for 3 days, so I'm tired.
You going to finally get some sleep tonight?
Yes. That's the plan.
So... we had tacos 1 week, we had cell phones the other week, so this week it's going to be no sleep.
No sleep. But I won at poker, so. But I didn't have any moonshine like Dale. Sorry, warm taffy.
Yeah, warm taffy. Decided to drink moonshine, and that was pretty interesting. Well, I guess moonshine's illegal, so,
yeah, so we
didn't drink
moonshine. We didn't drink moonshine.
Or someone...
We don't know where it came from, but someone allegedly.
Yeah.
Not named warm taffy.
But I think it burned off the edge of my nose when I smelled it. It was
first they had Raiders shot glasses,
mm-hmm.
And right there I said no.
That was it.
I said if you have Raider toilet paper, I'll use that, but I'm not going to use anything else Raider-ish. He had a Raider can opener. I wouldn't use that.
His whole garage was decked out in Raider colors.
Yeah, it was silver and black, and of course the silver and black had moonshine. But I'm not saying who it is because it's illegal.
Yeah, but so Dale just had this shot of moonshine and he was plastered the rest of the day.
Did you see his face though?
I know. It was just like
he tried to be tough about it.
Well, first he was like, but then it was like his face like just all of a sudden got this look of horror.
It's like someone lit him on fire. It was like,
and then even like 10 minutes later he was like holding his chest because his chest was burning.
I thought he was gonna pass out and die. Well, I told him, I said, I don't care what happens, I'm not working tomorrow.
Yeah,
which is today.
Yeah.
I'm not opening up. And he lost all his money, so.
Yeah, typical Dale fashion. He either wins a lot or he loses it all. Most of the time,
I think we should save the other part of the story for
Married Man.
Married Man.
Okay.
The part where he screwed you over.
Oh, God, that jerk, man. I'm going to kill him.
Something that he would have an absolute fit about if it was him. But I guess Warm Taffy has double standards.
I wouldn't be so mad if it was like you or, no, I or saw, Kevin
I,
told
but,
him.
But I saw it.
Yeah.
And it's unwritten rule. I don't let someone
Dale,
ask it.
But Dale... who is the biggest jerk about people messing with his, you know, and the rules.
The rules of gambling.
Yeah, totally. But we'll get into that on the next Married Man podcast. Have you been having a good week aside from, you know, not sleeping for 3 days?
Just working. Just laying
away. What's that you have there?
I didn't get to watch. I forgot about the American Film Institute's. They were doing a top 10 in different categories.
What? Oh, just like a bunch of different categories?
Yeah, they had the show on. I forgot all about it. Someone at work was telling me about it,
mm-hmm.
And so I printed up the list. Just think,
okay,
see what would be cool to look at the different lists here, and like Gangsters, the number one film is Godfathers, the first one. Goodfellas was number two.
Okay,
and Godfathers Part Two was number three.
Mm-hmm. I'd say Part Two is better than Goodfellas, and then Goodfellas.
No,
three.
I'd say Goodfellas is number two.
Really?
Yeah,
okay. I like Godfather Two.
Scarface is number 10. Little Caesar from 1930. Number 9, Public Enemy, Pulp Fiction's up there, Bonnie and Clyde.
Okay.
The one I thought was interesting was the science fiction one.
Okay, top science fiction movies.
What do you think is the top science fiction film of all time, according to the American
Star
Film
Wars
Institute?
A New Hope?
No.
Empire Strikes Back?
No.
Star Trek, the motion picture?
No.
2001 A Space Odyssey?
2001 A Space Odyssey.
Okay.
Number 2 was Star Wars. A New Hope.
See, I don't know.
I'm just looking on the other list. I don't see any other movie from Star Wars there. I'm looking. I can't.
See, the problem with those AFI things, they can only really pick one, and Empire's
hold on,
way
hold
better.
Hold on a second. You got Gangsters, Godfather, and Godfather 2 are on there. So what's your? That's why I brought it up first.
But
I knew you were going to try to do that.
Most critics will agree that Empire was a better paced movie, and it was just a better movie all around.
You can't argue with the American Film Institute.
Yeah, I can.
They're the rule makers.
I don't agree with 2001 Space Odyssey. Being
Back to the Future
one.
Is actually number 10.
Back to the Future is a great movie.
Because they had the coolest, toughest guy in there. Marty McFly.
I watched that again recently, and I was like, this movie is great because it doesn't have one, like, lulling moment. It's all action. And then, like, when they solve one problem, there's another one that comes up, and it's just nonstop, you know, yep. all these things.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
And then Westerns, The Searcher, 1956.
What about Good, the Bad, the Ugly? Where'd that
end up? Good, the Bad, the Ugly did not make it.
What?
No. Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid was number 7. Oh. I would have had it number 1.
No, you got to have Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
It didn't even make it. Stagecoach is up there. Cat Ballou. The Wild Bunch. Red River. Unforgiven. Clint Eastwood. But no, it didn't
make
it.
Because Good, the Bad, the Ugly, the plot wasn't really... It wasn't like...
But it's a great, even Ralph, who's not a big Western fan of Westerns, he liked it. Sports movie. What do you think the number one sports movie is?
Slapshot, probably.
No. It's not even on. It's not even the top 10.
Really? Let's see. Top 10. Rudy?
No. Did he make top 10?
Miracle?
Didn't make top 10.
Which
has Kurt Russell in it.
What's the Gipper one? One for the Gipper? What's that?
No. It's drawing a blank on it, but it's not on here.
I don't know. What's number one?
The Gipper is what's that? I'm drawing a blank on the guy's name.
Okay, what's number one?
Number one is Raging Bull.
Raging Bull.
Two is Rocky. Three is Pride of the Yankees.
Pride of the Yankees, okay.
Hoosiers, Bull Durham, Hustler, The Hustler, Caddyshack, Breaking Away, National Velvet, and Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
I don't know how Jerry Maguire, I mean...
More of a chick flick than a sports movie.
I mean, it's a good movie, but it's not. You don't think of it. Oh, that's a sports movie.
Yeah, it's.
How's Rudy not on here?
Yeah, I think Rudy would be.
Rudy's a feel good. I mean, you feel good. It has great actors in it.
Okay, did they have a comedy list, like top 10 comedies?
Let's see, comedy, romantic comedies.
Ugh.
Right up your alley.
When Harry Met Sally was number one, probably.
No.
What was number one?
It's City Lights, 1931. Annie Hall was number 2. Let's see. When Harry Met Sally, number 6. I didn't.
There's no like comedy, just like straight up comedies?
It might have been, but it might not have printed up. I don't see it.
Bummer.
Romantic comedies, courtroom dramas, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, that's me. I love that movie.
And number 2, 12 Angry Men. People who
What
are,
about
people who are mad when Dell's playing poker. Yeah, I don't see it.
So when we were playing poker yesterday, the person that we were at's house had an awesome foosball table.
Yeah.
And I made $5 the easy way off of Kevin.
Yeah. I did like how he brought down a Korean gun. It was grandfather's?
Yeah, grandfather's.
He came
Korean
down,
machine gun.
He came down
something
with,
like that.
He came down with a it was automatic rifle.
Automatic rifle.
He came down with the automatic rifle and his moonshine in one hand. He goes, and by the way, this is loaded. He sat on the table, so I took the front of it and pointed it towards Kevin, because he set it down, pointed it right at me.
He said it's not locked and loaded, but it's...
No, he said it is loaded, but it's not...
It's not whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
But
I didn't... I guess because I had the LT jersey on. He was taking a little offense, so I took the...
Well, no, just like as he walked down with the gun and the moonshine, I was like, okay, this isn't going to end well.
It was like a scene from Deliverance.
Yeah.
I kept hearing the music going, wow. But then he put on Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke, and I've not seen that movie in years. And you guys went out to play foosball,
yeah.
And I stated I was just laughing. It is a funny. If you have not seen Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke, I mean it's not Shakespeare,
no.
But it's a very funny movie,
and definitely for the older crowd. Let's suggest
the older
that not for the younger kids out there
because it has some illegal things
substances.
And, yeah, some things.
And Ajax.
I'm not promoting what they were doing, but.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny. Then I have this little thing in the USA Today article.
I saved
it from Thursday, June 19th.
Thursday, okay.
So this is as of Thursday, June 19th. I thought it was pretty interesting. The little blurb thing over here. Oil cheaper than other liquids. And I was kind of shocked. Okay, the
What's
price,
the other liquids on here?
Okay,
the milk's, milk's probably more.
The price, this is based on a barrel of oil is 42 gallons.
And wait, 40?
This
A barrel of oil is what, like 150 now, 150 bucks?
At the time, it said 124.31.
Okay.
All right. Milk is $147.
Really? Wow.
Okay. Orange Tropicana orange juice.
Okay.
$226.
Whoa.
Bud Light.
Uh-huh.
$302.
Really?
Yeah. Louisiana brand hot sauce. $520.
Whoa.
Jack Daniel's whiskey.
That's got to be expensive.
$3,568.
Holy crap.
Now, I'm glad I don't fill up my car with this product. Chanel number 5, $102,000.
Whoa.
$102,144.
Well, the Chanel, it comes in that little bottle, right?
Can you imagine going to the gas station and fill up your car with Chanel number 5? I can't afford to fill up my tank. What's the deal?
That is pretty insane.
I guess they were just trying to put the whole thing in perspective, how much everything is. But
I guess you'd have to say that you would run through that barrel of oil faster than a barrel of Chanel number 5, because you only like dab a little bit.
Well, the difference here, though, is not everybody drinks milk.
Yeah.
Not everybody drinks orange juice.
Yeah.
Well, except for the South, not everybody drinks Bud Light. That is the beer of choice here.
Yeah.
It is funny. I think I've told the story before. For hockey, we used to buy beer for playoff stuff, and I went out and got Corona and Heineken, some of the better beers.
Yeah.
You know, not, you know, state of the art, not top of the line, but, you know.
Yeah.
And they go, what, no Bud Light? And they wouldn't drink it.
I said, okay. Well, Corona's not good unless you have a lime.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it gives me a headache, actually.
And then Jack Daniels and, you know, Chanel number 5, and, of course, the hot sauce. It's not, well, it's just products don't people don't use every day.
Yeah. So instead of, Dale likes his hot sauce, so.
Yeah, Dale likes his hot sauce.
All right.
You ever see him eat the spicy Chinese food?
No.
Oh, God. You walk in the office, he gets it really spicy, and I think he puts stuff in to make it more spicier. I mean, to the point where you walk in, you go, oh, and your whole sinus.
Remember when he used to actually make, what was it, like peas and Frank's Red Hot Sauce?
Yeah.
And it was like a drink, and he'd make it. Yeah, it was like, oh, my God.
It was just like. And
I like Frank's Red Hot Sauce, but man, that was just.
He might
insane.
Put. I don't know what he put. He puts something in, the and you walk in, you go, oh, and it just clears up your sinuses. And he's like this. You see, he turns around. He's like crying in tears. Like it's so good, 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 good. You ever seen him eat a hamburger?
Doesn't he squirt the ketchup in his mouth and take a bite of the hamburger?
What he does, he takes a little condiments, a little ketchup, becomes a little things. He rips them open, sprays it in his mouth, then takes a bite of the hamburger. He's got like a pile of.
That's so unhealthy.
I go, just put the ketchup on the burger. At least it's not mustard. I forgot to tell the mustard story from last week.
Or it was mustard. What?
Yeah, I go into a Subway. I got a list of 3 sandwiches to get.
I'm
getting a turkey sandwich. You're getting a tuna fish sandwich. Tuna and fish, your mom's getting a BMT or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Jay, he's getting tuna fish. I'm looking at the notes. I go, this can't be right. I go, okay. It says on the tuna fish. I go, they go, what do you want on it? I go, mustard. And the guy goes, what? I go, mustard. He goes, mustard on tuna fish? I go, look. I show him the note. I go, doesn't that say mustard? He goes, yeah. He goes, who? I go, I don't know, some idiot. Mustard on tuna fish.
Mustard on tuna fish is good. Okay, let me tell you this.
And the guy's looking at me like, I go, hey, it's not for me.
Mustard, I'm if normal. You mix mustard with your tuna fish when you're making it, gives a nice little zest.
You're taking away the tuna fish taste.
No, it's still there.
No.
Ask people, I've actually made tuna fish for like one person that's called, but. You put some mustard in there.
You didn't tell her there was mustard in it.
She loves mustard. Put some capers in there. You know, capers?
Yeah, that's the little green things that ruin it.
And it's delicious. It's really good. But they don't have capers at Subway, so I get lettuce, tomato, pickles. But I can't get tomatoes anymore.
Lettuce,
pickles, and then mustard. Really good.
Nothing wrong with those 3 things, but you don't throw mustard on tuna fish.
Yeah, I do.
People in line were like going, hey, they were walking out.
No,
they said, "Hey,
have you tried it? Have you tried it?
If you're gonna put mustard on, people are like going, there's no way. That's just un-American.
I guarantee you,
tuna fish.
If I could make you tuna without you knowing that I put mustard in when I make tuna,
I would know because I can smell it. And that's
you don't smell because it's in the tuna, and the tuna smells like fish.
I don't like the smell.
You can't beat the smell of fish.
It's like buffalo wings. Why don't I eat those? I don't like the smell of it.
You're such a girl.
It's like the moonshine yesterday, allegedly. I didn't like the smell of it. It was like
Yeah, that's. I think I got drunk just smelling it.
He got loopy, didn't he?
Oh, he was like, bam.
Yeah, he was like. He was like Otis from the Andrew Griffith show.
Oh.
Andy, let me go lock myself up.
Oh, man.
Or but, warm he's not here to defend himself, so
no.
we'll have to wait till next week.
Well, he has no room to talk about what he did to me.
Yeah, like I said, the
cost
funny,
me
the,
like $7.
The funny thing is. He would have an absolute fit.
I know.
An absolute fit.
He would have pouted the whole night. He would have.
Because I saw.
My throat
like I said,
it.
When he flipped it over, I go, oh, he has a straight flush.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't say anything because that's the rule I've always played. If someone asks for help, They flip it. Hey, I'm not sure what I have. Can you help me? That's no problem.
Someone I think flips that's over fair. And says,
I have four kings. I'm looking, going, well, you have a straight flush.
Yeah.
But he's like going, he was fine with it. And then
I was playing the whole time thinking I had a straight flush. I was betting accordingly.
We all had great hands.
Yeah. So and it, maybe it wouldn't have mattered so much if I didn't invest, but I was like putting in $50 around each time.
50 cents to a
50
dollar.
50 cents and a dollar. We played nickels, dimes, quarters.
Yeah, that's keep it fun. Yeah. When you're with friends, keep it fun.
Except jerk face Dale.
But Jay was pouting.
Keep it fun, you know, drink moonshine, bring out guns, and watch Cheech and Chong.
Even though he's a Raider fan, he's hilarious.
Oh,
he is one weird, funny guy, but he is a Raider fan, which knocks him down a few points. But he is funny.
But
it's funny, he goes, I walk in my Charger shirt and my LT shirt and my Charger hat, and he goes, well, maybe I should put on the highlights of all the Super Bowls from the Raiders. I go, why don't you put on last year's highlights of last year's team? I got a minute. I got a minute to spare.
Oh, man. But so he has this really nice foosball table.
Yeah.
And I consider myself a pretty good foosball player.
You're an athlete.
They're trying to make it an Olympic sport.
Oh, give me a... No way.
Yep. And if it's an Olympic sport, wouldn't it be hilarious if I could hone my skills even more and I win an Olympic gold medal?
You know, they should make bowling an Olympic sport.
But wouldn't that be like some vindication for me?
You know what? They should let you carry the flag into the stadium. Here's foosball champion athlete Jay Glatfelter carrying. Look at how the pride he carries the flag in there. Wait.
Now he's leaning against the flag.
He has the Soviet Union flag. What is he doing?
No, but wouldn't that be hilarious? Granted, I'm not...
They're not really trying to make that Olympic sport, are they?
Yeah, there's like official leagues. Like, I'm not as good as like professional ones are, but I'm pretty good at foosball. But like, if I honed my skills and I could represent the USA team and I was in the Olympics, wouldn't like I get a pat on the back from you, the person who said...
I guess you would, David. Yeah, that's my son. He won the gold medal for foosball.
Wouldn't have to say foosball. You say he won an Olympic gold medal.
For what? That most people would say, for what?
No, because most people are like, oh, you won a gold medal? It's like an Oscar. You don't care what it was for. You just won an Oscar.
It's like curling.
Curling's awesome.
Yeah, it looks like it's fun, but it's not really...
It takes skill. It takes finesse.
But you're not an athlete.
Foosball takes finesse. It's on the wrist.
Now, people on foosballs, do they have to pee in a cup? Is there going to be like a steroid scandal? Oh, my God. No. Look, his head's just his two sizes bigger. No way. He's on the juice.
There'll be
a whole scandal, and kids who looked up to all these foosball players will go like, oh, no. They'll have hearings on Capitol Hill with all the foosball players and raise your hand.
There's no foosball. I guess it has different names, but, you know, it's the little table soccer game.
Yeah.
Or table football game.
You guys were so into it yesterday, and I'm like going, I just want to go home and get some sleep.
It's fun.
Hey,
but Rodney's pretty good. But I have a really fast forward. I have the sidekick really good, and then they just couldn't handle
it. I had those Wii injuries, so I could not compete.
But the guy we were doing teams, cool, nice guy Randy, but he was just not cutting it on goalie. He was just
you wanted me to, but I was inside laughing at.
Well, that's why I came in. I was like, "Yeah, come out! This guy's killing me over here."
I said, "Hey, the movie's. I haven't seen this movie in. I think it was like 15 years.
Really."
Hard hat, Lord ass. Oh wait, this is not the explicit.
Yes,
sorry, I apologize. Good job. But I recommend the movie to anyone who's 18 and older.
All right. So Jack, what do you say we get into some news?
I say we do it.
All right, here we go.
Ralph's movie picks.
We have no Ralph this week.
No.
Mm-mm.
Well, he's bailing on us.
No, he's moving into his new apartment. So we didn't see any movies.
Wow. So what are we doing for movie picks?
No movie picks. No movie reviews.
I guess Cheech and Chong. Up in smoke.
Well, since we didn't get the second show last week, we're going to put a Merry Men in for the explicit feed. So two Merry Mans this week.
Two Merry Mans.
Well, we recorded the Merry Man last week. We never got that in last week.
Oh, never. So we have two Merry Mans in the can.
Yeah. So we're doing a Married Man.
Oh, so they've heard neither list.
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They're getting Monday and Thursday, Married Man.
Wow, because we did one yesterday.
That was great. And
but you got to, I think the break was good for Dale. He's coming.
He's coming really prepared. I'm impressed.
He has, you know, yeah.
So, you ready?
Some of it's pretty scary. But,
All right. Students move out, but leave a human skull behind. Police say some students who moved out of an apartment near the University of Pennsylvania cleared it out down to the bare bones. An assistant manager who cleaned up found a human skull on the kitchen counter.
Dude, that's my skull!
Police don't know which of the seven students who lived in the West Philadelphia apartment left the skull behind.
Well, there were eight students to start off with.
Authorities say there's no indication any crime has occurred, but Lieutenant Frank Venor says, even for police, it's kind of a weird story. Venor says the skull may have been a learning tool for medical students, or it may have been left as a prank. Spokeswoman Jeff Moran of the...
What's his name?
Moran.
Okay.
Could be moron. Of the Philadelphia Medical Examiner's Office says a forensic anthropologist will check out the abandoned headbone to see if he can learn more.
Well, didn't
where that, do you get a skull, a well, human
didn't,
skull?
Didn't some kids get arrested for digging up a thing and getting a human skull to, you know, do something?
They're going to make it into a drug using device, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I'm just like, where do you, okay, besides grave robbing, where else would you get a human skull?
Corner? I don't know.
It's weird. Actually, yeah. I don't even want to know that answer, quite honestly, so let's
I wouldn't want to even hold it.
Yeah, I'd be freaked out.
That story that one time I used to open a mailbox, et cetera, and someone came in with this base type thing. They said, can you ship this and pack it without breaking? I said, well, yeah, what's in it? I go, my father. I go, whoa. I go, well, you know, I could pack it.
Yeah.
It's not going to break, but I go, I can't guarantee they won't lose it.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to ship my father's remains.
So what I did, I ended up packing it and boxing it up and said, why don't you take it on the plane with you?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I said, that makes more sense than taking a chance. Well, can I insure it? I go, you can insure it, but they're not going to pay you anything because he's not worth anything now.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean
he's worth,
if it's lost, the insurance would just pay you something and wouldn't give you your dad back.
You wouldn't get anything for it because there's no value to it.
Yeah.
I mean,
or I guess you could say like applied value.
But I don't think UPS does.
No, they don't do that.
It has to be something that's
like a tangible value.
You can take and at least that's the way I think it used to be. I don't know.
Next up, police say Connecticut man urged snake to get officers. Police in Bridgeport, Connecticut say they arrested a man after he ordered his pet to attack two officers. Lucky for them, 9-foot-long pythons aren't very obedient. Police say 21-year-old Victor Rodriguez was charged with threatening officers and disorderly conduct after Monday's incident. No one was hurt. Police arrived at Rodriguez's apartment after receiving a report he was threatening his girlfriend with the albino python. That's what she said. After the building superintendent opened the apartment door for the officers, Rodriguez allegedly threatened them with the snake and told it to get them. Rodriguez and his pet were both taken away from Rodriguez to jail on a $10,000 bond and the reptile to the city's animal control center.
Was he allegedly drinking some moonshine?
Possibly.
I would say,
if I was a cop, I would have laughed.
But how do you put that in the police report? It's like the girl, I don't know, I can't remember if we talked about it or not, the woman that's suing because her thong strap broke and it hit her in the eye. And she was on MSNBC.
Yeah.
Sitting there watching MSNBC. And I read it and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, you know, if I'm wearing a thong, okay, there's a problem there. But
guys wear thongs. I guess they're supposed to be really comfortable.
Really? Okay. Well, I would.
But I would never wear
one. I wouldn't wear one. So if it snapped off and hit me in the eye, I'm not telling anyone. I'm going to say someone punched me.
Well, for girls, thongs are more, that's a more normal
right, but still, that's underwear. Kind of, that's something you go, hey, that's pretty stupid. I just hit myself in the eye with my thong. Mm-hmm.
Was it her fault or was it like the manufacturing of the thong?
I don't know the whole story because I think it's so ridiculous. I didn't read it, but she's going to, it's like the lady that burned herself with the coffee and the whole, you know, the whole thing.
I would kind of agree with her if it was like a faulty manufacturing and it left her blind or something. But if it just hit her in the eye and she was okay.
She's saying she has headaches and she has this and that. And
getting hit in the eye?
I can see she went to Victoria's Secret and someone flung it at her and hit her in the eye, something like that. But, you know, come on. But she'll get something. She'll get something. And
oh, man.
I just thought it was funny.
All right, this last one is kind of sad. So, well, it's kind of, yeah. You'd probably laugh at it, but it's kind of sad. Dog swept up, killed by New York City street sweeping truck.
That's not funny.
I know. A street sweeping truck roaring down a Brock street sucked up a dog and killed her as her owner held the leash. Robert Machin said he had just finished walking his two Boston Terriers and was about to put them into his car when the truck appeared Thursday morning. The retired transit worker said he suddenly whipped around and saw one of his dogs, Ginger, being swallowed by the sweeper's round bristles. I went berserk at that moment because I couldn't believe what had occurred. Machine said he yelled at the driver to stop, but the truck kept going. He and his friend chased the truck for 2.5 blocks before catching up with it. The City Department of Sanitation called the death a rare and unfortunate accident. A heartbroken Machin questioned whether the driver was observing proper procedures, saying the truck seemed barreling through the street at an unsafe speed. So whose fault would you say that is?
Well, I don't know. If the guy's just doing his job, it's probably early in the morning. You know, accidents happen. It's sad. But I'm thinking, how fast was the truck going that they couldn't? I've seen street sweepers.
Yeah.
Not out here. I don't think they have them out here. And I don't remember.
Well, I've seen them where calls department was. They'd come in. They don't go that fast. Yeah. So he would have known they were coming. Well, unless it was going really fast.
Yeah. How come you couldn't hear it?
Yeah.
They're not the quietest things in
the world. No, they're pretty loud.
Plus, how fast was it going? He couldn't catch up with it, though.
What do you mean?
It took him 2.5 blocks till he caught up with it.
Yeah.
So it's just a tragic thing.
Yeah.
I think it comes down to the whole, you know, it's your dog. You got to be responsible for your dog unless, you know, the street sweeper didn't jump on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I mean, right?
Or wouldn't it be like the street sweeper's responsibility to make sure he can pay attention? And what if that was like a little kid or something?
Well, I understand that, but it's, you know, it's just like anything with you're walking across the street and you walk into a car, as long as the car's not speeding or anything like that.
Yeah.
It would just depend on how fast he was going. I don't know the rules of street sweeping.
Yeah, me neither.
You know, is it where you have to clear the streets, like in New York, do you have to clear the streets on certain days because
you can't park along that street.
Okay,
that
so
time.
It's posted that they're coming. That people know that a certain time those street sweepers are coming by, right?
Which is weird. If the street sweeper, they usually go on the side where there's no cars. So if his car was there, he would have seen the car.
Was
and
his
the
car
dogs there? Well, yeah, he was putting his dogs in his car. Weird.
Then he was parked illegally there.
Well, yeah.
Unless the guy came at a time when he wasn't supposed to be there.
I don't know, it's just weird.
It's
very
sad.
Odd story.
Sad. I like dogs, though.
I know, my little Khalil. She's awesome.
Yeah. Didn't take her on a walk today.
Well, because, like, right, I said 7 o'clock, we're going on a walk. And then, like, hellfire came from the sky.
It just sprinkled.
No, but it was loud thunder, and I didn't want to go out there if it was going to be a thunderstorm.
Coward.
You wouldn't have done it either, and you're more coward than anybody in this house.
Coward.
All right, Jack, are you ready for verses?
Verses, yes.
I think you're going to be happy with this one.
I think I will be, too.
Jerk face. All right, here we go. All right, Jack, are you ready for today's verses?
I'm ready, and I hope my not close personal friend's listening.
Why is that?
Because I think he'll be happy.
Yeah?
This might make his day. Might make his... you know, he's had a lot of good things in his career, but I think...
I think
this is like winning an Emmy.
Is this like the pinnacle?
Yeah, I think this is like, you know... Sure, he's had 2 hit TV shows, and he's had a lot of great movies out there and stuff like that, and... You know, but this... I think it has to be, you know, I think he might retire. That's the only problem.
He might be like,
you know, I can't top this. And I write me out of the show. Kill me off. Kill me off now because I'm number one.
What? Don't blow the surprise.
Well, I'm not giving it away. It could be either one.
This week,
both are not my close personal friends.
This week we had versus Matthew Fox versus Josh Holloway.
Yes,
and you picked
Matthew Fox.
Why did you pick Matthew Fox?
Because I like Matthew Fox, and like I said, if he's the one guy, if you got drunk, you might be able to bring that moonshine. Go to Raider fans.
It all comes full circle.
Say, hey, yeah, Matthew, you want to try this real quick? Okay, what happens in loss? What's the answers?
But just keep drinking it. Just keep drinking it. Yeah. It's water.
Yeah. It just smells like it's liquor.
So then I picked Josh Holloway because
you have a man crush on him.
Well, you know, not so much a man crush. I think the only man crush I really have is for Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
But, and I've admitted that before.
You know, we got an interesting email that I probably will probably read on the next
Married Man?
Married Man podcast.
Why was it about?
Oh, it's pretty cool. But it won't be this one.
Or the Thursday, so next Thursday.
Yeah.
The next time it's on.
It's actually someone calling us out. Well, actually calling, I guess, Dale and I out. I don't know what he was calling us all out.
Oh, okay. Not me, though, because
no,
I'm cool.
He wasn't angry about it.
Oh, okay. Just
he was just stating a point.
Okay.
I go.
I love Jack's whatever. He's like, whatever. All right, and
it's something we would do for $1 billion.
Yes. So, I picked Josh Holloway because he's a good-looking guy. He seems like a really nice, down-to-earth guy.
Yeah, I think he's another guy that's happy about his success.
His performance on Lost has been spectacular.
Yeah, some people said he's one-dimensional.
No, man,
I don't see that because he's you know some of his you know. He's changed his
watch,
character's changed.
Watch The Brig.
Yeah, The Brig is intense.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably one of the... I think I would pick that as probably the most intense scene on Lost.
I think a lot of people pick Matthew Fox because of his crying ability.
Yeah, but see, that's kind of all he does.
He doesn't do that.
He cries about everything. He's a crybaby.
He was a great crier in We Are Marshall.
Yeah,
did he cry? We were Marshall. Uh-huh. We Are Marshall.
He's great at, you know, with the tearing up.
Yeah. Probably works for the ladies.
Probably does, but
that hybrid should learn something from him.
but no, he seems like a really cool guy. He seemed pretty chill when his house got robbed, and you know that's pretty scary stuff.
Oh yeah,
and you know he's a man.
Well, actually, wasn't he naked when his house
was
robbed?
Yeah, he was naked.
Well, what else are you gonna do? It's not like say, hey, I have a gun.
Well, he does kind of.
Actually, they both seem like cool guys.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
They both seem like they're pretty down-to-earth mm-hmm. cool guys.
So I picked Josh Holloway.
Yes.
Because Jack cried for like 3 hours saying, but I want to have Matthew Fox. I want to be his friend. I don't have any friends.
That's not true.
Yes, that's what
you said. You said, I won't pick Matthew Fox because he's whiny. I think you even said that last thing.
No, you're like, I think you had that bottle of moonshine there with you, too, as you're crying.
Yeah, whatever. You want to get the total votes here?
Let's go to the phone calls first.
All right, let's go to the phone calls.
You guys thought about this week's verses.
Hello, Dan Jack. This is Isabel from Ecuador, and I'm calling about the verses for next week. My pick would definitely have to be Josh Holloway / Sawyer. You know, he has the bad boy look that a lot of girls love. And Josh Holloway just seems like such a nice guy. And he's gorgeous. And he just seems so nice in the interviews and so down to earth and funny. And his character, let's face it, Jack has remained like the leader of the complex of wanting to fix things for 4 seasons. And so you're went from bad boy who didn't care about anything to the hero at the end of the season. So he's come a long way. He's such an amazing character. And, yeah, I just love him. So definitely Josh Holloway. And he's an amazing actor, too. That's it. Hopefully people will be smart and they'll know what to choose. Anyway, love the show. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Angie calling as I'm driving on my cell phone. Just had to weigh in on your verses this week about Jack and Sawyer. Jack, usually I side with you with Ketchup and Superman, and most of the time I'm on your side. But this time, I got to go with Jay. Sawyer wins hands down over Jack. The reason being, Jack, you know, has been saying, he's got to get everybody off the island, got to get everybody off. And when it came down to it and there was the bomb on the freighter, he only cared about himself. He prevented Kate from getting Jen, and he didn't help any of the other people who were on the boat. And Sawyer had jumped out of the helicopter to sacrifice himself for his friends being able to get to the freighter. So that's my reasoning. Got to be Sawyer. Love the show. Keep up the good work. Bye.
I think I have to agree with Angie.
Well, right away, her vote's disqualified.
Why is that?
Talking on her cell phone as she's driving. Now, see, I went through a whole podcast without saying anything about cell phones, didn't I?
Yes, you did so far.
Yeah, I did have you watch the Dennis Miller thing today, didn't I? And what did Dennis Miller say?
We're not getting into it.
What did he say?
Huh?
People should text less. That's what he said.
No, not text less. I think he just said talk on their cell phones less.
Yeah, talk on their cell phones less and all their minutes. And I just thought it was funny because I just said that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it got blurred. Didn't make the.
You've been saying it for like 8 months.
It didn't make the cutting room floor. And of course, Dennis Miller says it. What'd you say? Jay goes, well, it's okay. He says it. He's rich. I go, wait, I said it first. It gets on the cutting room floor.
You have like 8 months of Ramblecast and previous Jay and Jack shows
so
where
saying,
it didn't
so
hit the
what,
cutting room
what
floor.
What you're saying is Dennis Miller's stealing my material.
I think I am saying that.
Okay. But, you know, and then the other caller, he's gorgeous. Sawyer, Josh Holloway, he's gorgeous. He's gorgeous.
He is gorgeous.
But he seems, I like how people say, well, he seems like such a down to earth guy.
He does. I think it's just probably the southern accent kind of makes him seem, you know, down to earth, homie guy.
Yeah. They both seem like they're down to earth. They both don't seem like they'd be mm-hmm. obnoxious as long as you gave them respect in public and didn't go up to them and go, you know, if they're with their family or something like that. I mean, I don't know either one of them, but.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Because you're not close personal friend.
No, I'm not close personal friend, so. But get that moonshine. Well,
Josh, you drank it all when you were crying the other day.
Josh Holloway's from the South.
Uh-huh.
He probably knows all about moonshine.
Yeah, it was like 180 proof.
Whew. My sinuses are still clear. it was great.
All right.
Maybe it was mixed with something.
Right.
I don't think I could drink it straight.
I think I would do it once just to experience it.
But right there, I said, no.
Yeah.
I've already had a few beers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to. Because the worst thing I'll do, I'll get behind the wheel and with moonshine and a cell phone. That's just a wrong combination.
Okay, here you go. Driving in a car, what's worse, cell phone or moonshine?
Moonshine. Well, moonshine would be.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But cell phone. Right.
Close second.
Very close.
All right.
But you know what I like best about the last podcast?
What?
I'm listening to it, and I listen to the end, and I go, the end makes no sense because we cut out, we re-recorded the other part. I said,
that's what's great about it. It's mystery to
it. We should have re-recorded the ending. I go, this makes no sense.
It's like, you know, one of those movies. It's like Memento. It's in different pieces.
Yeah.
All right. So you ready to give us the final scores here?
Those are the only calls we had?
Yeah. Well, we had other calls, but they weren't about verses. So we'll get into those when we're closing out the show.
All right. Well, we had Josh Holloway
mm-hmm.
with 31 votes, 42.4%. Not bad.
Not bad, but.
But Matthew Fox with 42 votes, 57.5%. Your trophy is in the mail, Mr. Fox. You are the winner of this week's verses, without a doubt.
So
it wasn't even close.
Yeah. So.
It shocked me because at one point I think Josh Holloway was up.
Josh, I was up by like 10.
It was like 10 to 1.
Yeah.
I hadn't even voted yet. I go, oh, great. I've already lost. And then I voted and I come back and I go, wow, I'm winning.
Matthew Fox made a big comeback.
Yeah, maybe Matthew Fox is online.
It's Matthew Fox who made all the fake accounts.
There you go.
Oh, man, that's awful. We're not saying you did that, Matthew Fox.
I'm not putting it past him.
All right.
You know, there's got to be a little, you know, they're probably the two tough guys on the show. You know, there's a lot of guys on the show there, but I think Matthew Fox and Josh Holloway are probably the two.
Jin's up there, though. He's probably the most buff and ripped out of all of them.
Yeah.
Daniel Kim,
yeah.
He's one buff dude.
Devine Andrews, he's up there.
Yeah, but.
He's got that straight hair thing going.
Yeah, he does. I think since this season he's become.
Did you see that interview with him?
No, I did not.
I read it. Like, we could not repeat it. They have to go in the Dharmalars.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
does he talk about his hair at all?
I don't remember if he talks about his hair. I just like every other word was like an F-bomb.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So he would probably be a cool guy to hang out with. So
it's always so weird to hear him just talk normally because he has a British accent.
Yeah.
I
go, he's making that up.
No, but I mean, that's pretty tough. I always give credit to like actors that have to act in like a different accent, and they pull it off really well, and he does it really well.
What about Daniel Day-Kim?
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm giving them credit.
Yeah.
It's hard work.
Jeez. Well, Matthew Fox has to cry all the time.
You're going to get me.
Damn it, Kate, run!
You're going to get me on that helicopter.
You know what we should have done? We should have asked Evangeline Lilly. Now that would be good,
wow.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If we knew, well,
I don't think she would say.
Yeah, you don't think she'd say?
I don't think Evangeline Lilly would pick sides.
Okay, a shot of moonshine. Okay, Evangeline, who is your favorite?
I don't know why this may be a bad, you know, prejudice thing to say to poor Evangeline Lilly, but I think she'd be able to handle a couple shots of moonshine.
I think she could. I think she'd drink us both under the table.
I think so. I don't know why.
She's
a small girl. I mean, she's, you know. We got to beat weight-wise, but I think I just have a feeling she could drink us under the table.
I think she could.
Yeah. But maybe she couldn't.
She could drink warm taffy under the table.
Well, the way she climbs those trees and tough, it seems like she could handle her liquor. That's all I'm saying.
Now we're saying she's a drunk.
No, I'm just... Well, you're not drunk if you can handle your liquor. Rob can handle his liquor, and he's not a drunk.
That's true, yeah. Well, he weighs like three times the amount that Evangeline Lilly weighs.
But I just have a feel, I get like a feeling with her. I feel like is it Marion from Indiana Jones?
Yeah,
and she can handle liquor. I just get that.
Yeah, they're about the same size.
Yeah, so I'm saying I get that kind of, she's like that feistiness.
Wouldn't let it show.
Yeah, that's just me. She may be a lush. I don't know.
But that would be a fun question to ask her.
Yeah, that would be a fun one.
Yeah, maybe after season six,
if we ever get that chance.
Yes,
we'll do it.
I'd probably be like this.
All right, so now we are going to get into either the Married Man podcast or Married Man segment with Warren Taffy.
What's the verses for next week?
What do you want to do for next
week? I was thinking.
Okay,
actually, I was thinking this would actually be, I don't know if I want to save this for one where we do, like we did with Jorge, where we did the countdown. Coolest.
Yeah, let's save countdowns. Those aren't really verses, like one against one, something against something.
Yeah, because I was thinking this would be a great countdown one.
Okay.
So
save the countdowns for.
I don't know.
Well, I just got one looking at this right here. What about Indiana Jones versus Han Solo? A flashback to when we did Tough Guys. Indiana Jones versus Han Solo.
All right. I'll let you pick first.
Okay.
I know who you're going to pick, but...
I'm going to go with Indiana Jones.
I'll go with Han Solo.
All right. Now, I would have usually gone for Indiana Jones, but watching...
You would have gone for Han Solo?
Yeah, I'm sorry. But I rewatched all the Indiana Jones, watched the movie again, stuff like that, and I think I like Indiana Jones' character better than Han Solo. He seems more down to earth.
You think Indiana Jones is more down to earth than, well, that's like a bad pun. Han Solo's not even on Earth. So that's not fair.
No, but I don't know.
You know what? Han Solo seems more out of this world than Indiana Jones.
So there you go. Harrison Ford's two most famous characters, Han Solo versus Indiana Jones. You think that's pretty good?
I think it's great.
All right. So go ahead and vote on lostpodcast.proboards2.com in the segment forums in the Jay and Jack section, the Jay and Jack Show section under verses.
Yeah, cool.
All right. So, Jack, now are you ready? If you're subscribed to the Uncut feed, a.k.a. the Married Man podcast feed.
And just if... We're doing the one we did 2 weeks ago, right?
2 weeks ago, yes.
Okay. That one's not as bad as the next one. I don't think...
They're both offensive.
Yeah.
There's not one that's less offensive.
It definitely, I think the last one, though, definitely earned its explicit tag.
Yes.
Don't you?
But...
Because I was kind of... Well, actually, some of the things were coming out of Dale's mouth. No pun intended.
Oh, man.
So, that's just not right.
Married Man. And then after that, it'll also be the pickup artist for those subscribed to the uncut feed. But for those of you that are subscribed to the regular feed, the non-explicit feed, or basically the Lost podcast for the time being.
So where do we stand on the pick? Are we staying with it? Are we going to keep going with it?
We'll get into that because there's some feedback about it, too, and we'll talk about it.
Okay.
For those of you who are subscribed to the regular one, we're going to go into the five. Are you ready, Jack?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
The five quest for Jack. What we're gonna say? Nobody knows. One thing's for sure, almost anything goes. The five questions for Jack.
One thing on that Married Man show.
Yes.
The second one.
Mm-hmm.
We debut my country song.
All right, so. I was a little. I got kind of fed up with all the dates.
The dates?
You always put dates in.
I did not put years. Dates. Years.
Okay. So I came back with a little list of my own.
You're such a big baby.
Right. I'm just saying. I think it's fair.
Take it like a man.
I lost fair and square. But so you consider yourself one of your favorite subjects is history, right?
Yeah.
American history, probably.
Yeah, I'm reading 1976. I'm reading 1776.
Okay.
I don't have to finish it now.
Why not?
Because I'm watching the History Channel, and they came up to the part that I'm on right now, and they finished the whole year for me.
All right, so can you put down the guitar, please? Because this is serious.
Okay.
All right.
1776.
What year was Abraham Lincoln born?
Okay, it was 53 when he died. Died in 1865, right? 1812?
Nope, 1809.
Ah! So he was 56 when he died.
Mm-hmm. Ah. All right. Now.
That was close.
I was close on all the ones before, too.
Yeah, but this is a long time ago.
No, but you've read books on Abraham Lincoln.
I should have known that.
Yeah. All right. Next one.
He's on the penny.
This is just a side. I'll give you a bonus point if you get this.
All right.
What president put Abraham Lincoln on the penny and started the trend of putting past presidents on coinage?
Okay, let's see. I'm trying to think of.
What are you doing? What are you looking at?
Nothing.
Oh, those aren't in there.
They're not in there.
Nope. I have them in a safe now.
Man.
So they don't have to tear.
I gave Jay some old coins that my dad had given me that his dad had given him. They're not on there. I'm trying to think. Buffalo nickel. I'm going to say Coolidge.
The correct answer. This is just a side. This doesn't even matter. Is Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Yes, he thought the Indian head penny was kind of lame, so he said, we're going to put the greatest American president on there, Abraham Lincoln.
Wow.
All right. So
again, it's kind of close. right century.
Number two. No, question number two.
Wait, that was just still number one?
Well, that was a bonus question. I was going to give you a chance to get another.
Well, hold
bonus
on a
point.
Second. Nobody told me I could have bonus questions on there.
I gave it to you. No, you're not losing anything.
I'm just saying I could have bonus questions to you.
Yeah, if you wanted to. I was doing that for fun.
So there. Well, that was fun.
All right. Okay. What year did the first president of the United States, George Washington, die?
John Adams took over. 1798?
Close. 1799.
Oh, man.
All right.
I knew he didn't make it to the 1800s.
All right. Who was...
Are you sure? They could have just kept him around for a while.
Who was his successor, George Washington's successor, to the title of Senior Officer of the United States Army?
Wow. That's a tough one. Nathaniel Greene?
Henry Knox.
Henry Knox. Okay, they're both friends.
All right.
They were both friends.
Okay. Okay, this one should be easy since you were alive and in this state during when this question is going to take place.
All right.
All right. Can you name the starting year and ending year of Ronald Reagan's governorship in California?
Starting year?
Starting and ending year.
4 years, right? He's governor for 4 years?
More than that.
8 years?
I think 8 years. But whatever it says. Well, yeah.
Nixon was 60. I'll say 64 to 72.
Wrong. The correct answer is 67 through 75.
Ah.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to switch away from, you know, American politics history.
Okay, that's fine.
Do some more history about, you know, the city that you lived in and maybe one of your favorite teams, like the San Diego Padres.
All right.
Okay. Name the year, the actual original establishment.
So he was still governor in 75?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Name the year that the actual original...
Sure? Are you sure he was governor in 75?
I'll look it up right now. But I'll look it up while I'm asking this question.
So Jerry Brown took over after that, right?
All right. So let's find this out real quick. Governor of California, January 3rd, 1967 to January 7th, 1975.
Did Jerry Brown take over after that?
Succeeded by Jerry Brown Jr.,
Jerry Brown,
yes.
Okay.
All right, ready? Okay.
Because I remember both. And then it was it Pete Wilson after that? No, I don't know if it was Pete Wilson. Yeah, it might have been Pete Wilson after that.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Then Arnold.
Name the year the organization of the PCL, San Diego Padres, started. The original city and the name. The
original city?
Yep.
It was Hollywood, right?
Nope.
No? Did they play in Hollywood before?
They did. They were Hollywood stars before they moved to San Diego, yes.
Okay. So the year they were...
The actual organ, they started in one city and they moved like through four cities before they got to like San Diego.
So where they started?
Mm-hmm. And the year.
Not knowing they were from Hollywood doesn't count?
Nope.
Was it 36 the year they started?
The year they started as the San Diego Padres.
Was 36.
Was 36.
The year they started the PCL. Well, PCL has to be...
They were in a different city and under a different name.
San Francisco?
They were in San Francisco at one point, but that's not the first city. And they were one of the first teams in the PCL.
Yeah. I'll say Los Angeles, 1908.
Okay. The correct answer is 1903.
Okay.
The Sacramento Salons. So that's a big 0-5.
Yeah, it was, but I was pretty close on some of them. I should have got the Reagan one.
I figured you, yeah.
But I thought Reagan was, I thought it was 72 he was done. I was trying to think, well, when was Nixon? Nixon was governor. And da, 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 da. Nixon was governor of California, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I really didn't get in politics till like in the 80s.
Okay.
So, there you have it.
Still, for someone who says he's a history buff, I'm just kind of disappointed.
Yeah, well. I was 1 year off on Washington. I don't know dates.
All right. Oh, know. You don't know, but you can ask me dates all day long, huh?
All right, I'll make a deal with you.
Okay.
On the next 5 for you, I won't bring up one date or a year.
Okay.
I got 1936 for the Padres when they started in San Diego.
Yeah, that was easy,
I said they were in Hollywood. How was that easy? I wasn't around then.
They had the big, like, 60th anniversary in 96 or whatever. Remember that?
No.
Oh.
I knew they were from Hollywood.
Yeah, they're Hollywood stars, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they were the Salons and then, like, the Salt Lake City something and then San Francisco and then they moved down to... Hollywood and then San Diego.
I was close on the penny. Well, actually, I wasn't close on the penny, was I? No. I was close on when Lincoln died. I should have known
born.
That. Because I've read
Lincoln born.
I've read a lot of books on...
You've read like 3 books on Lincoln.
In the last like year and a half.
I know. I all right, okay.
I don't remember dates. I don't.
This is just kind of my vengeance for all the dates.
All right, but I'll make a deal with you. That was kind of fun, though.
Okay, all right.
That was kind of fun. All right. I should have known the Reagan one. You're
disappointed in yourself?
Disappointed
in
myself.
All right. Are you ready?
Both Reagan and Lincoln, I should have known. The Washington one's like. I think that's the next book I'm going to read, something about Washington.
Washington?
Yeah.
I read about him. He's really a great guy.
Yeah, he was a great leader. I mean, he was.
Just, yeah. He was, well, he didn't even believe in political parties. He said they were evil.
Right.
And.
Well, if you go back and read the John Adams book,
mm-hmm.
They had the miniseries on HBO.
Yeah.
And everyone says, oh, politics is so dirty now.
Mm hmm.
It's always been dirty.
Yeah, it's a dirty business.
It's power is money, and money is power.
Mm-hmm. But that's why I was like great about Washington is he relinquished the power. He said, and he established the whole. The president is a man of the people. He called me Mr. President. I'm not like a royalty or anything
right,
like that.
John Adams wanted to have some prestigious name. He wanted to be like you know, like he was a king.
Yeah.
He goes, no, we just fought. That's what we were fighting exactly. against was you know a king and stuff like that. But yeah, he's a. Interesting guy.
Pretty stand-up guy.
And funny, when he wasn't a great soldier
Mm-mm.
when he was younger.
Mm-hmm.
He just became a great soldier and leader, and people believed in him and rallied around him for the Revolutionary War.
All right, Jack, ready to close out the show?
Sorry, England.
we're cool now.
Yeah, we're tight.
We're tight with England right now. All right, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, you know that what? Is
you,
our
I'm show. Sorry to interrupt you, but you were just saying off air
mm-hmm.
while you're trying to find the number.
Yeah.
Are people in Great Britain, are they still bitter?
Yeah, are you guys still
because
bitter?
Because there are people here in the South.
They're still bitter
still
about
bitter about Civil War.
Civil War. And I'm like, I'm from California. I'm not in your little squabbles here. So,
well, you lost. Get over it, dude.
Yeah.
we're one now. We're one.
Oh,
we're
man.
All together.
Yeah.
Over it.
Yeah, some people are still really intense about that.
It is.
Like, I didn't believe
it. Your relatives didn't die. And I'm like going, well, no, they did. I got relatives up north.
Yeah.
Oh, and I hate to say, whoa.
You say that, then it's like, whoa, yeah, get out of here, please,
come
sir.
Come on, guys, that happened.
Please leave, sir.
That happened a while ago.
Can we slip bygones, beget bygones? Yeah. Can't we all just get along?
Yeah, it was nasty then.
Yeah.
It was in all the papers, but, you know, we're friends now.
It is amazing that, like, an event, you know, well over 100 years ago, there's still bad blood to this day.
People still don't like people from the north because of the way the north came down here and
and just totally destroyed the place.
Which you know, if they wouldn't have shot Lincoln, that wouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want it. He didn't want to punish the South.
Yeah, but see that you can't blame it on the South. That was a couple militant.
I know, but still,
yeah.
But they didn't like Lincoln.
No,
if they wouldn't have shot him,
mm-hmm.
would have been better for him. But I don't know. It's just like, come on. The people there, I mean, relatives, okay, yeah, they died. But you didn't know them.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't even know them. But I just wonder, you know, it was a great question. Are people in Great Britain?
Yeah, are you guys still bitter towards us? We're sorry.
I don't think so, because we've worked so well together.
Yeah.
You know,
since the War of 1812, I think things have been pretty good.
Yeah, pretty cool. I think, you know,
they tried to burn down the White House, you know, said, okay.
Well, they did.
Yeah.
I'm not bitter about it. You know, we built a new one, so mm-hmm. I'm cool.
Which was the first lady that saved, like, a lot of the tapestries and paintings?
Dolly Madison.
That's right.
Not only a great patriot, but also makes great pastries. So
that's good. A win-win.
Yeah, she's a keeper. If she likes football, oh my god, Dolly Madison.
If you guys give us a call,
they always have those paintings though. Back then, you ever notice that? No one ever smiles.
Well, that's because they had to sit there for like hours.
I think it's because a lot of them didn't have teeth.
Yeah,
like John Adams, he didn't have teeth.
You didn't have teeth either.
Yeah, a lot of them didn't have nice teeth. Like, you know, mm-hmm. Washington had, you know, had wooden teeth. Well, I don't know if he had wooden teeth. Was it? That
I think it's like, I think he just had like animal teeth or something.
Animal teeth. He had like dog fangs.
No, I think he had like.
No wonder he scared people. you'll vote for me.
Like, wasn't it like sheep teeth or something like that? I don't know.
I thought it was made out of bones.
Maybe it was bones. I can't remember.
Maybe it was someone's skull.
I just remember as a kid, I used to just be scared thinking of
having wooden
George
teeth.
Washington with wooden teeth. I was like, oh, man, it's so scary.
Well, the worst part was they were 2x4s, and so they didn't fit really well. And it's like, oh, my God.
And the splinters. Yeah. It was terrible.
Man. Martha hated when they kissed.
Yeah,
darn it, George.
They didn't believe in toothbrushes and, you know, oral hygiene back then.
Well, they didn't have, you know, fluoride in their water and stuff like that. They didn't have Crest.
No.
How did they brush their teeth?
They didn't, I guess. They said... God, people back then must have stunk.
Can you imagine people, you know, especially in the war, you know, they marched everywhere.
Yeah.
I know when I'm driving up, you know, you drive up to up to Pennsylvania and stuff mm-hmm. like that, you drive down to South Carolina, you see all the historic battlefields.
Yeah.
Man, these people walked through this. And there was no road. Mm-hmm. It was like through trees. And if you
a lot of them didn't have shoes.
Yeah, if you walk through our forest back here, it's a pain in the neck to walk through here.
Yeah.
And you come out sweaty and stuff like that. Imagine doing that for 20 miles a pop.
Because
they went all the way up to Gettysburg.
Yeah.
And that's a long hike.
I mean, it is.
Without a bath, without deodorant.
Mm-hmm. Maybe just smell was accepted. It was like that was normal.
I guess.
But yeah.
I guess because you have that random person that stinks.
Exactly. It's very, you
it's
know.
It's like, oh.
It's like there's a couple of employees at the rink. They play hockey and they wear
their
gear.
Well, they don't wash. Once in a while, you got to air out your hockey. There's nothing, I don't think, any worse in the world. Like after they do a stick and puck.
Yeah.
Or you have the young kids do a practice.
Mm-hmm.
You bring the Zamboni out. You go, ugh. Because that smell just stays in the air.
It's brutal.
It's just like. I know when sometimes I'll get my equipment on and go, mm-hmm. oh. Like I haven't played in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm playing Tuesday. I haven't aired it out.
Ooh.
It's going to be like, oh, what was I thinking? But it's great when you're playing defense because nobody wants to.
Is that like a strategy
in
hockey?
You stand in front of the net and just go, I dare you. I dare you.
All right. If you'd like to give us a call at 206-309-0311.
That's not the number.
Oh, darn it. 206-202-5270.
Only time.
Once again, it's
206-202-5270.
Call anytime.
And once again, send your emails to
jandjack@gmail.com.
Jay's going to get on those and answer them.
I already answered like 5 of them.
Wow. Who?
Hey, I'm on a roll here.
And what was that song you were singing earlier?
Oh. I kissed a girl and I liked it. It's catchy.
Your sisters have been singing it.
I just heard it for the first time yesterday when we were driving home from the poker game. That's the first time I ever heard it.
Yeah, no, it's about a girl kissing another girl to make a guy jealous?
Something like that.
Like that's going to work.
It doesn't really work.
Oh, you know what movie I watched today?
What?
I TiVo'd it. Mm-hmm. It was The King of Scotland.
How was that?
That was good.
Really?
I really liked it. It was a good movie.
Like, because when I was downstairs and I saw you watching the beginning of it, didn't have Forrest Whitaker, like what was the storyline or whatever?
Well, not till like the first 10, 15 minutes into the movie.
Yeah, like what was it about? Like what was the story about?
It's about this doctor who becomes friends with Idi Amin.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I'm not going to give it away, but
yeah,
how things turned out. I think if anyone knows anything about Idi Amin, it didn't turn out
too well for him.
Too well.
All right. So,
he was one of those dictators that just took all the money for himself. Kind of like someone in this room.
I wish. All right, let's get into some phone calls for some things you had to say about last time's episode on the Jay and Jack Show.
Oh, what so you say? Are we? So we're not done yet?
No, we're not done.
Oh, okay.
Jay and Jack, this is Mike in Massachusetts. I hate to keep calling, and I put a little. I'm going to try this again right now. Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Mike in Massachusetts. I hate to keep calling and being negative about the hybrid, but it's just tough to listen to. And I think it's just because I've been married too long, and the way I've met my wife and the way my friends usually meet their wives, it's just kind of, it's more of a kind of, it just kind of happened thing. Oh, how'd you meet? Oh, we met through a friend. We met through this. We didn't go out. We didn't study books. We didn't study systems. We don't have special terms. We don't have secret names like mystery. We, you know, the you had the guy on the phone who left a message and said, oh, they insulted a girl. And the hybrid said, well, it's not an insult. It's what we call in the seduction community a neg. Now, the fact that the seduction community is the title of something, and the fact that there's special terminology, it leads me back to that word where I say I'm creeped out, and I just get creeped out again. So I like Cliff from everything else I've heard on all your shows. Just this stuff, it just weirds me out, and I'm just throwing it out there just because, I don't know, somebody has to. But I still enjoy everything, and keep up the good work. I'm going to go have some ketchup now. Bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Chris from outside Philly, and I'm listening to your Jay and Jack show episode 3, I just started listening to it, so I'm only like 10 minutes through. But you guys are talking about Daniel Day-Lewis in There Will Be Blood, and I saw a clip from that on YouTube long before I ever saw the whole movie, and the clip was just the ending scene where I'll get to it in a second. I've been quoting this ending scene forever, even before I saw the movie. And when I saw it, it was just amazing. So I'm just going to do my impression of Daniel Day-Lewis in this scene. Okay, so you've got a milkshake, and I've got a milkshake. And I have a straw. Look at it. This is the straw. My straw reaches all the way across the room and into your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up! Drainage! Drainage! Yeah. So, yeah, I don't think that's really Sean Connery. Sean Connery is he's got that raspy quality, but Daniel Day-Lewis, the accent isn't Scottish, you know? So, yeah, that's just my thoughts on it.
Hey, guys, this is Sean from North Georgia. I was just wondering if Hybrid's costume included a thong over his face. Just curious. Have a good day.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is the Bandit riding down the magnificent 405 freeway south. Caught in a little traffic here. Sorry, Jack, I had to talk on the phone while driving. But I've got a friend here who'd like to discuss the Daniel Day-Lewis matter. Here we go. Hold on.
Hello, gentlemen. My name is John Huston. I'm a film director. You may know my father, Walter Huston, and my daughter, Angelica Huston. Now, on this matter of Daniel Day-Lewis, he's impersonating me, John Huston. I'd love to be able to take credit for it, but unfortunately, I'm dead, so I can't speak about it, except to the two of you. I directed films such as The African Queen and The Treasure of the Sierra Madre, and also Prince's Honor, with my daughter Angelica Huston and Jack Nicholson. And I also appeared alongside Jack Nicholson in the film Chinatown. Now, I often enjoy milkshakes, and I like to go and drink other people's milkshakes. This is another matter that Mr. Day-Lewis has stolen from me, but I wanted to clear all this up and make sure that you knew that it wasn't Sean Connery, but in fact me, John Huston. That is being impersonated by Daniel Day-Lewis. Thank you very much, and here is the bandit. Goodbye. So, fellas, I hope that helps to clear things up. Next time I'll try and get Mr. Connery on, and I'm sure he's very upset by the matter because nobody seems to want to impersonate him in movies. So until then, I'm Westbound and Down. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, James Jack, how you doing? Just listened to your episode. I know I'm too late to call in to vote on the verses, but I have to tell you why Batman is better than Superman. It's simply because Batman's arch enemies, he's putting them all in prison. There's no way he'd have an arch enemy like Superman has Lex Luthor, who would never get to prison and rise all the way to the presidency of the United States. So Superman is worse than Batman because he can't stop his arch enemy from taking over and becoming the most powerful man in the free world. Take care.
I gotta agree.
Well, we don't have his name there, do we?
No.
Well, he made some good points, but you know, even though Superman is Superman, he is only entitled to one vote. So he's not able to personally keep one person from becoming the most powerful man in the world. He only has one vote. So if Lex Luthor is able to get the most votes, what can he do? He's only one.
If he was Batman's enemy, he would have been in jail where he belonged.
He can only, the justice system has to work itself out. If he has a good lawyer, what can he do?
Batman doesn't worry about
money.
Lawyers.
Money talks.
Batman doesn't worry about money.
Well, that's Batman. That's Superman. So he should just kill the bad
guys. But he's super good. He's Superman.
But he's super good. Okay, he has one flaw. But as far as
that's what I mean by he's goody two shoes.
He only has one vote. So what do you want to do? The bandit.
Actually, he doesn't even get to vote because he's an alien. He's not a U.S. citizen.
That's true. So, no, if you become a U.S. citizen.
Oh, if he became, yeah. Okay, if he yeah. became a U.S.
So, hey.
Okay, sorry.
You're going to tell me that, oh, wait, I'm sorry, Superman. You're an alien. We're not going to let you vote.
Okay, I don't know Superman history that much, so I don't know if he is officially an American
I'll tell
citizen.
You this. If he was registered in Florida, he would have no problem punching that ballot because he's Superman.
Where is that supervision? So
there'd be no hanging. Yeah, he wouldn't be.
He can differentiate between Pat Buchanan
and Al Gore.
Yes.
They're like twins.
Yeah.
They both agree on the political scale the same way. Anyway, the bandit. Yeah, you know, John Huston, it does kind of sound like John Huston.
It is. I watched the interview with John
Huston. So either way, Daniel Day-Lewis is ripping off other actors.
Oh, he said that he took influence from John Huston's accent.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
I did not hear that.
He said that. That's where he based his voice on.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Why didn't you say that last time?
I didn't know that until people pointed it out and sent us emails and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so if he openly stole, then that's okay.
Well, he said that was
it does influence. It does sound a little like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to blow up the mic.
Oh, man.
It does sound a little like Sean
Get
Connery.
A little excited over there.
Well, it does sound a little like Sean Connery.
Okay, all right.
Maybe the Hunt for Red October. My milkshake. I'm telling you right now.
Where he's trying to be a Russian.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
A Scottish Russian.
It was believable. Yeah. But you don't like The Hunt for Red October?
Oh, I love The Hunt for Red. That's a great movie.
Great movie, but the whole time you're sitting there going,
He's not Russian.
I could have read subtitles. No problem.
But anyways, continue.
But anyway, I'm drawing a blank what I was saying. The milkshake call? Thing. I'm telling you, yeah. I punch him in the face.
I drink your milkshake. I drink it all up.
Well, he's talking about stealing oil.
Yeah.
Not stealing oil, but my straw was bigger than your
well,
straw.
Well, he's stealing the oil, basically. Yeah. He's draining it out of the other gland.
Straw's bigger than your straw. So there. Next on the Mary Bell podcast. Sean, did Heiberg have a thong over his face?
No, did not.
Is he suing? Is he the one suing?
What, you mean the thong bandits that we talked about a week
or two
ago?
Yeah, I think that's what he was talking about.
Oh, man.
And then Chris from Outside Philly. That's a long name.
It is a long name.
Yeah. Talking about Daniel Lewis and milkshakes, and he did the, he said it was He didn't say it was any actor. He just said it wasn't.
He said it was John Huston, I think.
Did he say John Huston?
He did the voice and everything.
He did the voice, but did he say it was.
No, that was Bandit did the voice.
Bandit did the voice. No, he did the impression
of the
milkshake. He said it wasn't Sean Connery. Yeah. Because it was his favorite line from the movie. It is a great line.
Mm-hmm.
It is a great line. And then Mike from Massachusetts, he's just had it with the hybrid.
He's had it with the hybrid.
You know, and like I said, I found my wife, you know, from geek to geek.
We actually got emails about that saying people use it and they had great success.
They've had great success from that. I'm older. You know, the whole community, you know, I understand I don't understand why you have to have names. I think the last episode we did was kind of more
lighthearted.
Lighthearted. We did some. We got off topic on some other things. Mm-hmm. He does hybrid works for
John and Kate Plus Eight.
He does John and Kate Plus Eight, and I have some questions about it.
But yeah, I mean, it's we're kind of just kind of seeing how it goes right now, and we're kind of on your side too, guys. I mean, we're not really for this, and
it's not something I would join, even though I understand what Cliff is, because I am shy and I wouldn't have done what he did in the last one. He explains.
Yeah.
I'm just like going, I go, well, you're gonna take heat for that one. But, but that's just, it's hard to explain Cliff. If you know him, he is
an enigma.
Yeah. He's not, I think he was looking for something to belong to.
Yeah.
And that's what he's because it has helped him out. He's more outgoing than he used to be.
Definitely.
He's more aggressive. He's more.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of would sit back and kind of take it.
Yeah.
You know, I'd see him at work and stuff like that, and other people would take advantage of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think people do that anymore.
No, I think he stands up for himself.
So it has helped his confidence. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with the
terminology
maybe,
like that,
but I think he's trying to explain it. I don't think he's out there looking for.
I think he's having a tough time explaining it.
Yeah, I think that's his biggest problem.
Mm-hmm.
But this last one, give it a chance. I think it was a little more lighthearted.
Yeah,
we kind of mixed it up a little bit.
Yeah.
So, if not, like I said, if people outright hate it, but there's a lot of people sending emails.
Yeah, that do
like it.
Yeah.
And you can. Are you gonna have chapters in here?
I might do it on the uncut feed. I haven't decided yet. It's more of a time consuming thing because with the advertisements, I mean, it really delays everything. But
yeah,
that's how the business goes.
That's right. But we'll play it out. Like I said, we're still waiting for a couple of people who sent us emails saying they're going to send in some auditions.
Yeah, we had a couple of people saying that they're starting.
A couple of females saying they're going to do something. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, if you have something you want to do,
send in your audition tape.
Audition tapes. If it fits the program,
we'll put it on.
We'll do it.
Jack, are we going to have a Jack soapbox on Thursday?
Yeah.
Can you find something?
You wanted something today, and I go, I don't have anything to complain about.
All right. Think of something for next Thursday. For every Jack soapbox, you got to have something new. You're going to be like the new Andy Rooney.
All right, I'll let my eyebrows grow out.
Because he's getting older. So
you think I could take Andy Rooney's spot?
That's what I'm saying. I think if we start now, Jack's soapbox. And
well, I couldn't get on The View.
No, but I think you could be the new Andy Rooney.
I'm watching The View, and I talked to my mom about this, mm-hmm. and I talked to my wife about this.
Yes.
And really, there's one person on there that really doesn't need to be on there anymore.
Who's
it's
that?
Sherry. I think she's funny,
uh-huh.
but she's not as funny as Whoopi and Joy. And she really doesn't offer
Which
any.
One's Sherry?
Sherry's the, she hosted the Emmy Awards the other day. She's the newer girl that was on there.
Oh, the newest one.
She sits next to Elizabeth.
Yeah, yeah.
And she really doesn't offer anything. I mean, women out there, let's hear your opinion.
Okay.
Do you think she belongs on there? I mean, I'm not throwing her off. She's pleasant. She's not. But I thought they brought her in there to be funny.
Yeah.
And she's funny, but she's not as funny as Joy and
Whoopi.
Whoopi and
you have both seasoned stand-up comedians.
Well, Whoopi's hilarious.
Yeah,
and she's very funny. Whoopi's like middle of the road. You have Joy, who's to the left, Elizabeth to the right.
Yeah,
and
Barbara Walters, who's kind of snooty.
Well, Barbara Walters, I think she's to the right. But she doesn't let you. She's one of the. She's the old school journalism.
She's kind of like the old guard.
Yeah, you report the news. You don't make the news and stuff like that. Except when you write a book, then you kind of release a thing. But I don't know. Just I'm not leading a campaign to throw off because I was campaigning for the job, but she got it over me.
Yeah, so I think this is more just you trying to get her out so you can sneak back in there.
You think that's what it is?
I think so.
No, I like her. I think I think she's pleasant. I think she's funny. But I'm like going. Well, she really doesn't offer anything different than she's just there.
Wow. I think she should work more on Andy Rooney.
I think before Whoopi got there, she kind of balanced off because you had Joy. Because Elizabeth is not funny.
No.
You know, but you have, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
I think she was on there with Rosie, and Rosie at the end was kind of bitter.
Yeah, she was.
Because Rosie can be funny, but at the time she was bitter.
Yeah, towards the end she got kind of bitter.
Well, I think she wanted off the show. And,
yeah.
And she goes off on her... He's gonna go her way,
but
anyway, I'm not trying to get. Like I said, I'm not bitter about not getting.
Look, you're getting to like the drama over there, kind of like the girl. I think you've been watching The View too much. You're turning into a girl.
Well, you know, it's funny. Well, I got to hurry up because Army Wives is on in 15 minutes.
But continue. Go ahead.
Well, I like Army Wives, okay? Mm-hmm. I watch it. That's all I'm going to say.
You watch the view, it's like, I just don't like her. I think she needs to leave.
No, I didn't say that. I just said...
Rosie, girl, she was just getting so bitter.
Because I turned to my wife and I said, really, does Sherry offer anything on the show? And she goes, you know, you're right. She really doesn't. She goes,
man.
But she said the same thing. But, you know, she's funny. She's nice. And I go, I know. But I go, is she really... It's the view. Is she offering any views? Is she offering any... Anything.
Well, I think I've watched a couple. She kind of offers like a kind of
single mom.
Well, yeah, and she also has that religious views too. She has, you know, certain religious beliefs too that she brings to the table. Guess.
Okay, they can keep her. Like, okay. I don't want her off the show. Mm-hmm. I just thought I'd been better.
So you're trying to find like the weakest link so you can butt your way in there?
That's what you always do.
All right.
But if women out there, like whoever watched The View, mm-hmm. and guys, hey, I'm sure there's guys out there who watch The View, and look how I have my legs crossed.
I know.
I'm starting to worry. I'm getting my nails. There's nothing wrong with watching shows like that.
All right. Okay.
I watch shows of all different political,
mm-hmm.
just to hear other points of view.
Uh-huh.
I'm not afraid. I don't run away. Like your mom was like, I don't like what they say. And she clicks off it. She clicks it off.
Yeah.
You'll do the same thing.
No, I won't.
You'll like Mel Gibson. Oh, he thinks he's God. I don't like his movies.
No, I like his movies, but Mel Gibson does have a bit of a God complex. You can admit it.
I don't think so.
Like all his movies, he wants to be Jesus in like all of his movies. What happens to Mel Gibson like his movies? He gets tortured. He sacrifices himself, but he's like the hero.
Lethal Weapons, he didn't.
Dude, Lethal Weapon, every single one, he got tortured some way, ridiculously.
Yeah.
So then to top it off, he then made a big Jesus movie about Jesus getting tortured for...
But he didn't. He actually drove the spike in one of the...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but I'm sure if he could have played Jesus in that movie.
But you didn't like that movie.
No, I didn't. Because I think Jesus is an amazing man, and I think you should do a movie that should be successful. It should teach, like, you know, all the great teachings that he
gave. I think it shows what he went through, and you're like going, oh, my God. I mean, I'm watching the movie going, oh, my God.
I don't like, oh, he went through all this suffering. That's why you should listen to him. A lot of people go through suffering every day, but Jesus had a lot of
great, I have to work with
you know, a lot of cool teachings out there, you know.
I work with you every day. That's hard. That's tough.
And I think those should be, you know, highlighted upon.
Well, it's like you're saying with Bono. You don't like U2 because
God, he has a big Jesus complex too.
He thinks he's God.
Dude, he'll go up on the stage.
But I can watch an actor or something, you know, certain actors will come out with a political view I don't agree with, and I'll go, mm-hmm. I like their movies. I'm going to watch it. I don't care.
Politics, I don't really mind. It's the God complexes I don't really like.
It's the thing, if they're a murderer or they're, you know, a pedophile or something like that, then I'm not going to support them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if they don't agree with what I agree in, of course they're wrong.
I'm not saying about agreeing or disagreeing. I'm cool with that.
But right away with Mel Gibson the other day, he went, yeah, I'm not watching this movie. It was a Lethal Weapon. No, it was Braveheart.
It was Braveheart.
You know, like going, have you ever seen Braveheart all the way through?
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie, but see, the thing is, like, if you watch a lot of Mel Gibson movies, are kind of just the same thing.
That's true with all actors. Clint Eastwood, the same thing. He has to have
same
formula. He always has to. He's the bad guy. He's the bad good guy, and he always has to have some guy who's a good guy who's just a jerk.
Well, yeah, but see, the great thing about Clint Eastwood is he took the Western formula and totally changed it with Unforgiven.
Right.
But then you have the outlaw Josie Wells, which is a Western, but it was completely different.
But Unforgiven,
he's a bad guy, but he turns out to be the good guy,
and he has Gene Hackman, who's the bad guy.
Yeah.
There always has to be a bad guy that he has to go against.
Well, sure, that's anyway. There's an antagonist.
But that's always has to work. I mean, like in Heartbreak Ridge.
Well, yeah, there's always a bad guy.
His superior is a jerk.
So Mel Gibson, it's just he always wants to be Jesus.
It's like Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise always has to have daddy issues. He mm-hmm. should be on Lost. He really should be on Lost, shouldn't he?
Yeah, you should. All right.
Jumping on a couch.
Enough about saying how much I hate Mel Gibson. I really don't hate him, but I think he's a little cuckoo. A little crazy.
He had a bad episode a while back. And I think but you know, it's one thing about him though. He had a bad episode. But he didn't compound it by...
But now he's giving advice to Britney Spears, so everything's okay.
Well, I'm not saying that, but some of these actors, they have a bad...
Yeah.
And they keep going down the same path and mm-hmm. down the same path, and they blame everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had a problem. He went to rehab, didn't he?
I think so, yeah. I think he had to.
I think he had to with his court problems. And you know, like I said, what he did was wrong.
Yeah.
but he took care of it.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't made a problem since. Some of these actors, well, not just actors, people in general.
Mm-hmm.
You see them every day. Blah, 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 blah. It's always someone else's fault.
Yeah.
Anyway, I should be on The View.
All right. Jack, you ready to get out of here?
I'm ready.
All right. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.